Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Benjamin Albright, who's in Denver, will take your calls in just a second. 888-957-9570. Everybody's jacked up for Albright to be back on the show. Last time he made some airwaves, Benjamin Albright is a very, very fun guest on the Morning Roast. He knows everything about the NFL. Albright NFL on Twitter. And of course, host, reporter, and analyst at the Broncos flagship station, KOA Colorado. Benjamin, good morning again, man. Good to have you back on the show. And before we break down this game, it feels like if Sean Payton wants that Denver Broncos job after the season, he will get that job after the season, because the early reports on Nathaniel Hackett is not so good.
Well, it's good to hear from you guys again. Let's start there. I understand the last time I was on, there was a little bit of attention with some comments I made, and we'll hope to try to top that today. As far as Nathaniel Hackett goes, I think he's a young coach that's trying to learn, and Sean Payton's going to have his pick of jobs after this season. My guess and my gut says Dallas, but he's going to have his pick of jobs. He's Sean Payton. As far as Hackett goes, it's tough, because the glaring missteps that he's made, or what's being talked about and what aren't being talked about, is that the Broncos are number one in the NFL in yards per drive, number six in the NFL in total yards. They're just not finishing in the end zone. And, maybe they need to get on Bang Bros and learn how to finish, because at this point, these guys are sitting there fumbling the football on the 1 yard line over and over again and not getting it done with the scoring. So, I look at what Denver's doing, and I see a team that's accumulating yardage. They're just not getting it in the end zone and getting the points.
So is that a byproduct of them, shooting themselves in the foot, or this is just kind of what we should expect from kind of a new unit, a new team, new coaching? Or are they enough? Like, I don't know what to make of them through two games, I guess, is where I'm going at. Like, is this just a work in progress?
Well, it's both. That's the thing. We don't know what to make of them, but the underlying things look positive. The problem is it's just not ending up in points. And they opened the season with Seattle, where they fumbled the football twice on the 1 yard line in back to back possessions. That hasn't happened since 1987, since scab players were playing in the
wow.
stroke year. It's just not something that happens. And so you start to look at all these things, and they add up: the delay of game penalties, that bizarre go for the 64-yard field goal rather than the 4th and 5 with Russ, and all that stuff starts to compound, and you say, well, we've got a coach that's in over his head. Well, I don't know that he's in over his head, but he's certainly young and learning on the job. But the other things that are going on here make it look even worse than it is.
Has Russ been as advertised for Bronco fans?
Well, in practice he had. In the games, no, he really hasn't, if we're being honest. And I think fans had unrealistic expectations when it came to Russell's, what he was going to bring to the table. But, at the same time, what I saw in practice was a player who still has it. What I'm seeing in games is a player who looks like he might not.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there was against the Texans, there was a, I don't remember which down it was, but they had a goal to go situation. They're inside the 5. All Russ had to do was take off 3 yards and scramble on a boot, and he had it free and clear, and he chose not to. He tried to throw the ball, and he threw the ball, and it wound up in an incompletion. He literally had to take 2 steps to get in the end zone. He just didn't do it. Through 3 games, we're talking about a guy who's got, 3 carries for less than 10 yards? That's not Russell Wilson. So, looking at him out there, he just looks like he's hesitant to run the football, doesn't really want to do that, and there are some things that feel like they're off with the deep ball, which has normally been his bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So it feels like a player that's not his optimal self.
Benjamin Albright, host, reporter, analyst at the Broncos flagship station, Broncos Insider, here on the Morning Roast. Before we switch over to the 49ers, because I know you have some thoughts on Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan, this injury list for the Denver Broncos is long. You may not see Jerry Jeudy Sunday Night Football. No, we're not going to see Justin Simmons. star safety there. Patrick Surtain, what's going on with the Broncos and the injuries? Who's playing? Who's not?
Well, most of those guys are going to play. They're overdoing it with the injury report right now. I don't know why, but they are. I think one of the guys is on there with a hangnail.
Judy play?
I think Pat Surtain will play. I don't think Jerry Judy's going to play.
Okay.
We'll see. Both those guys are still day-to-day, but my gut says, based on the way they practiced, I don't think that's going to, you know, I don't think Judy will. And Surtain, I would put it at, 85% he does. Most of those other guys are going to play. I think you mentioned, obviously you're not going to see Justin Simmons in that game. You're not going to see probably Quinn Meinertz in that game. Billy Turner's a coin flip. But the rest of those guys, you're probably going to see them play.
All right, now switching over to the 49ers. What did you make of what happened in the aftermath of the Trey Lance news? Broken ankle, he's out for the rest of the season. Jimmy Garoppolo's back. Some players may have felt like, hey, he gives us a better chance to win. I don't know. It's been crazy here in the Bay Area. Just what's your overall thoughts on that quarterback position here in San Francisco?
Well, I think that unfortunate injury gives a lot of people who are making things up the opportunity to go back and use some revisionist history to justify their takes. As far as the Niners backdoored their way back into Jimmy Garoppolo. There was no trade market for him. They asked him to come back in at a hugely reduced salary, and they wound up lucking into having a situation where a guy that already knows the offense and the players gets to guide the team for the rest of the season. I wish him nothing but success in that, but outside of course Sunday night, but in the end, this wasn't the plan. Like, all these people that are trying to tell you this was the plan are laughably false, and you can see that very obviously from the fact that the Niners tried to trade all those draft picks for Trey Lance. They did everything they could to move Jimmy Garoppolo, and in the offseason, couldn't get anything better than a third rounder as an offer. So, in the end, I think that people are going to use results to justify the things that they said that weren't true. But the Niners luck into a good situation. It could be disaster. I mean, imagine if it was Brock Purdy the rest of the year. I don't think people would have as much confidence around the Bay Area.
No, I'm with you on that. So then how do you view the 49ers, especially this weekend? Are they the team that should be the favorite? We were talking that opened at the beginning of the week that the Broncos were favored, and now the 49ers are favored. It's a big 4-point swing. Do you make anything of that?
I don't make anything of that in terms of who the quarterback is. I think Denver would rather have Jimmy Garoppolo out there to defend. He doesn't have the dynamic ability with his legs. The book on Jimmy Garoppolo is pretty much out there. He's a middling velocity passer, highly efficient, mostly in breaking routes, that kind of stuff. Loves to move to his right, won't take off on you. So I think in terms of football, you'd rather have Garoppolo out there. That said, Jimmy has played well before. He's got a good enough cast around him. He can win games. So that bodes, I think, for the Niners in the long haul. In terms of this game, I think at altitude at Denver, I think Denver's being slept on a little bit. I mean,
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm worried about Denver.
It's a tough place to play.
And Chubb versus McGlinchey, to me, is a matchup that it frightens me.
Well, you're going to have Gregory, I think, on that side, actually.
Okay.
McGlinchey most of the time. Gregory's a speed guy, and I think he will give him a little bit of fits. I think Trent's going to erase whoever's on his side, whether that's Chubb or Baron Browning, whoever's in the rotation there. Trent's obviously going to take them out of the picture. You remember the old Pros versus Joe show?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. We had a friend that participated in it.
The other day. Yeah. Yeah, I saw my Trent the other day. I said, and he said, if you gave me 10 rushes, I could get my Trent. I was like, if you gave me 100, I would get laughed at every single time. Trent's a great player. McGlinchey, a little bit of the athleticism there. I think Gregory can take an edge. But I think Denver's getting a little slept on here just because of the mistakes and the early growing pains. Again, remember, this is the number one team in the NFL in yards per drive and number six in total offense. They just haven't scored points, and that's going to change at some point. They're not going to forget how to move the football. They will learn how to score.
And that's the thing. They should have won the Seattle game. They dominated that second half. I wanted to get back to Jimmy for a second because you had some very interesting critiques of him. And look, we agree. We've watched every single snap of Jimmy Garoppolo out here in the Bay Area, and I'm sure you have. Should we recalibrate our expectations, though? Because there was a lot of unknowns with Trey Lance. I thought Trey Lance was going to be special. I'm in the camp, but Trey Lance could be a really, really good quarterback. But, Super Bowl aspirations now that Jimmy is back, I think that's fair, right?
I think that there's certainly, with the division is certainly fair. Look at the rest of that division. You've got a Cardinals team that they can't figure it out, really. They did against the Raiders, but it's the Raiders. You've got a Seattle team that's frankly bad, even though they beat us, and I'm willing to admit we got beat by a bad football team. And then you've got the Rams, and Matt Stafford been taking those PRP injections in his elbow. He's already got that arm fatigue. That's actual real arm fatigue, by the way, not fake reports about arm fatigue. I think it's a division that's up for grabs. So I think you win the division. division, anything's fair game. I mean, we've seen Jimmy get to the Super Bowl before. We've seen that happen. We know it can happen. So I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Benjamin Albright, last question for you here. From the Denver perspective, Mike Shanahan in the Ring of Honor, wins the two Super Bowls with John Elway, his son on the sidelines during the Super Bowl holding the cords and stuff. Now he's returning home. Does that do anything for the local fan base out there? Is there any talk of that at all?
There is, but it's a little more nuanced than that, because when the Broncos hired Vance Joseph, Kyle Shanahan was the other candidate for Denver, and that got vetoed because of some internal politics. He interviewed here.
That
got vetoed because of some internal politics, so they wound up with Vance Joseph. Vance was a total flop, and you know, we've seen the success that Kyle's had since then, and the entire league is taking his staff, I mean, and guys that do his offense. So, I think for the Denver fan base, it does do something.
Who needs this win more, Benjamin, in your opinion? I know we do this stuff at Sports Talk Radio, but we were throwing out Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan, George Kittle, who should make his season debut.
Hackett,
Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson. Who needs this win more on each side? Break down the Broncos and then the Niners side.
I think if we're looking at things, it depends on what lens we're looking through. Nathaniel Hackett needs this to stop this national media. I mean, he's the punching bag for everybody the last 2 weeks, and to a lot of degrees, rightfully so. So I think he needs it the most. If we're looking at this from a football wins standpoint, I don't think Denver's a Super Bowl contender. Mm-hmm. They can make the playoffs, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. Right. So if we're looking at this from a football perspective, I think Kyle Shanahan needs to win more. You got to stack wins in the NFL, and he's got the opportunity to do that right now, pick up some wins and get ahead in the division. So I think, you know, it depends on which lens you look at it through.
All right, Benjamin, you're always good great to stuff. Us, man. Good stuff as always. We'll continue to watch your reports on Twitter. I know you'll be covering that game. Big time game, Sunday Night Football in Power Field, Niners and Broncos, man. It's a huge game.
Yeah, I'll see you guys. Look for me down on the sideline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.